The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
All right, hour three. Here we are on this July 28th, 2020, enjoying summer. Again, another gray, cloudy night here in the Denver metro area. High altitude radio. We've been covering a lot of ground, thanks to all the phone calls that go to the phone lines here in just a little bit again. But I think if I were to summarize some of the content here is that, yes, we are in the midst of the greatest PSYOP we've ever seen. And the whole point of this PSYOP is to get Democrats back in power, to get the establishment back in power. And the PSYOP is engineered and precisely designed by people that know exactly how to toy with your mind. They're trying to get you to doubt President Trump. They're trying to get the Trump base to go wobbly. And to be scared, to be intimidated. Go down that list. And if you feel any of those thoughts over this past week, again, that is by design. That is what they want you to feel. And I think if you listen to Rush Limbaugh on Friday, he was in studio and he did his show. And man, he was so good. I wish we had more Rush Limbaughs out there, people that can see what's happening, see it steadily, and not do the panic attack kind of thing that you're starting to see from people like the Tucker Carlsons out there. Maybe even a little bit from the great Maria Bartiromo this morning. Some of the ways she phrased questions were a little irritating to me. Sorry, Maria, you know, we're your biggest fans, but you got to get a hold of yourself here. I mean, the people that are vulnerable to the PSYOPs are the people that are most exposed to the media or live in that media bubble, many of them conservatives, and they're the first ones to go. And I saw this whole thing happen in 2016, okay? But Rush Limbaugh was describing, and I'll just pull a quote. Trump's base, this is a quote, Trump's base must stay devoted. It must stay loyal. It must remain fearless. All of you in the Trump base, don't go wobbly. Don't start falling for the efforts that are currently underway to make you start doubting. Don't fall for the polling data. Don't fall for anything. And I'm just here to echo that on a Sunday night show. I don't have the 50 million listeners that Limbaugh does. It's incredible how big that fellow's audience is. Of course, he's been doing it for a while and does it every day. But don't fall for it. Don't fall for any of it. Understand the manipulation and that, yeah, we're going to have to find a way through this. And you care for this country. You love this great country. And now is the time to show that by not wobbling, by not vacillating, by not letting the tactics that are being used against you be effective. Okay? And Limbaugh, I just think, brought that home so well. And it's important to understand that, you know, President Trump is boxed in by, yes, the deep state power structure, by the unelected bureaucrats, by the media. He's put in a lot of catch-22 situations. You know, and if President Trump stands up on these statues, you know, and arrests people or sends military in, whatever, then he's going to be portrayed as a tyrant, an authoritarian. You see how that goes. But if he doesn't do that, then he's portrayed as weak. And what they're trying to do is make Trump look weak. See, whichever way he goes, the media can find a way to react to that and spin that in the way that benefits Democrats. Okay? And yeah, the left has gamed all this out. They've got all kinds of dozens of stories in the hopper ready with the anonymous sources ready to be unleashed from here all the way to November 3rd. It's going to be pedal to the metal. It's going to be just fast and furious PSYOP every day all the way. And I just advise people to lead balanced lives. Make sure you're getting out and getting some sunlight and getting some exercise and making sure you're interacting broadly, socially, and keeping in touch. Just, you know, make sure you have a nice, broad, balanced life, because if you zoom in too much on this PSYOP, it might make you, like, feel a little weird, right? And that's where they want you, okay? President Trump has not given the wars to the military-industrial complex people. That's why you see a few of these generals turn kind of on Trump, yeah? And that's pretty serious. When you start to see these generals present problems, like if Trump said, hey, I'm going to send in some military to restore order, and then they might say, no, we're not going to do that. You know, that's what they're trying to hem him in there. Do you see that? And Rush Limbaugh was very good at talking about that. And so Limbaugh did suggest, and I agree with this, you know, Trump needs to thread this needle, figure out a way to calmly and quietly stop the violence by thousands of federal indictments, a massive legal task force, and that has started, okay? Do not allow them to let you turn on Trump. And as consumers of media, when you start to hear some of these media people who are just born to go wobbly, they seriously just can't take any heat. And they get panicky and they get jumpy. And for some reason, they want to, like, blame Trump for the PSYOP. You see how that is so stupid? Don't do that. Don't let your mind do that. And when you hear people that should know better and should be stronger and should be more capable of withstanding the PSYOP, when you see that they don't and they start to spread the seeds of doubt, you just got to back up off of that and maybe find ways to encourage them to be a little bit smarter about this. And again, we did this in 2016. And it seems like, oh, it's worse now. But no. It was actually worse in 2016. I mean, I was in the trenches there. And man, it was just every Sunday coming in here and dealing with all kinds of chaos, all kinds of crazy, vicious, nasty, fake news stories. And then at that time, I had all kinds of callers calling in saying, oh, Trump doesn't have a chance. He's never going to win. Oh, he's doing such a bad. And I was like, hey, settle down. Now, so that's just my advice, is that, you know, don't let the PSYOP work. Don't let it become a self-fulfilling prophecy. All right? We got to stand up to that. And because we love our country and we understand how these people play the game here. All right? And remember, this is Trump against Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is a complete mess, a disaster of a candidate. He cannot say one thing right. He comes out this week and says, oh, 120 million deaths of coronavirus. And I mean, that's the kind of error that somebody with a full functioning, like, brainstem does not make. Okay. And he doesn't want to have debates. Watch him to try to squirrel out of the debates and watch him be confined to the basement by his advisors, and throw in his corruption in China, his corruption in Ukraine, which is coming out, and throw in the Flynn stuff, which I'm coming to, where there's Joe Biden directly involved in talking about the Logan Act to try to set up General Flynn. And Biden's on record in the Peter Strzok notes doing that. I mean, everything about Biden is a mess. Throw in Hunter Biden. Oh, my gosh. Biden is a walking disaster. So they have to put him in the basement. Don't let him out. Don't let him say anything. And just let the full-on PSYOP go and attack Trump from every all directions around the clock. And that's what they're trying to do, is hoping that they can win that way by creating this synthetic Biden that's not even real to who he is. Or, and by the way, there's a great Biden quote on every single issue. You could, like, he has quotes that are full-on racism, full-on sexist. And by the way, the Tara Reid stuff, I mean, he is a disaster. Of course, the mainstream media won't present any of that. A lot of people will never get to that. But yet, the Democrats know that they've got a very bad candidate. And that's where the election is going to hinge upon, is, you know, unless they make the switcheroo, right? Okay, so I'm just, my advice is just be cool, be calm, and know there's no guarantees of victory. There's no guarantees. And it's going to be a dogfight all the way to the end. But nobody has those guarantees. I would just submit to you, if they don't cheat, if they don't get the all-mail ballot, the silent majority is growing and watching this, and we're going to find a way to win this thing. All right? That's how I'm looking at it. To the phone lines, let's talk to Pete in Denver. Pete, thanks for hanging on a minute, and what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Matt. Good talking to you this Sunday evening.
Right on.
I agree with what you just said, like they said in West Style, just stay cool, boy.
Yes. And spread the word.
Oh, absolutely will. Watching golf today. It was a good tournament.
That sounds exciting.
Well, I kind of enjoy it. I do enjoy it. I find it relaxing.
Yeah, good. And, hey, we need that now, you know? We could use every bit of that.
Yes, so it was one of the things you can watch without politics, but the show and the golfers coming on making comments, you know, it's good to be back playing live again. In the middle of this, I don't even know who the lady was, but she was in the entertainment industry. She goes, well, as far as racism in this country, you have to talk to your children and tell your children the truth. She says, I tell my kids that in 1619, this country started with racism, and 400 years later, nothing has changed, still the same. You know, don't tell them anything about the history of this country. Just listen to what I say. It's kind of a microcosm of what they've been doing in schools the last couple of decades. You know, just
this is intruding into your golf programming.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And, you know, it upset me. And, but whatever, you know, it's the psyops, as you say. And did you say they defaced a statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Stevie Ray. Yes. SRV. Yeah, you know, I mean, how does that go over with you, Pete?
It doesn't go over well, but what I think is they don't know what they're tearing down. And I think Stevie Ray just got busted, got caught in the crossfire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a bumper.
That's a great song.
Yes. Okay, man. You have a good night.
Hey, right on, Pete. Hey, excellent points. And, sorry your golf got trampled on by the propagandists. They can't even let you watch golf anymore. You see? You see what I'm saying? That's, I mean.
News Talk 710, KNUS. News Talk 710, KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710, KNUS.
How about some Sturgill? Had to have more. I'm having a Sturgill Simpson phase. Got to admit.
I won't be around this old time. Hitting more for a long, long time. Don't hit the roads. I'm looking for the end of that long white line. Gonna hit the roads. I'm looking for the end of that long white line.
Long white line.
I woke up, my baby was gone. Without her, don't need no home. Gonna hit the roads. I'm looking for the end of that long white line. Gonna hit the roads, I'm looking for the end of that long white line. Went to the bank, get my dough. I don't care where I go. Gonna push that rig till I push that girl out of my mind. If somebody wants to know what's become of this so-and-so, tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line.
Yeah, and Sturgill. Sturgill Simpson has one heck of a backing band behind him. His guitar man is like really, really excellent. Do we have a solo coming in? If we do, we'll stay for it. But, you know, as a bit of a musician myself, when I hear the great backing band, then I'm like, oh, man, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, you gotta like when they just let the guitar people go, and that you don't hear that enough in country music these days, where they kind of restrain them and they make them sound a little synthetic. Speaking of synthetic, by the way, did you see that Joe Biden's charity foundation raised, let's see, $4.8 million in the past 2 years, and 60-some percent of that went to Biden family members. Oh, I mean, the guy is a walking disaster. Yeah, raised $4.8 million in 2 years, and 65% of the money to Biden's Cancer Foundation went to Biden family members. I mean, just walking disaster. He's actually not even walking. He's like a sitting disaster in his basement. All right, now, real quick thing. The General Flynn, that was a huge story this week that has been drowned out, of course, by all the riots and the violence and the statues and the mainstream media running the psyop. You know, this is big news that's not even being covered. And it's because the loudest noise is what gets covered in the media, right? But we got to work through that. And around here, we like to think that what we talk about is what the narrative should be. And unfortunately, we have to waste time talking about all these stupid, idiotic narratives that we have to deal with, which, of course, are all designed to take down President Trump. Okay, but, hey, the D.C. Circuit, the U.S. Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel went the right way, and they told Judge Sullivan, hey, you have to dismiss the case on Flynn. Wow. I was kind of expecting 2-1 the other way, but the George H.W. Bush appointee did go the right way. And then so they really socked it to Judge Sullivan. It was cool. And one thing that, and Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal, writes this, is that one thing that's being a little bit overlooked in this decision is that this court rebuked the FBI and rebuked the Mueller team. This is the first time. And what Strassel says, the D.C. Circuit became the first federal court to acknowledge the misconduct that Attorney General A.G. Barr is trying to bring to light. So for the first time, you have had Sullivan and Obama's DOJ and Obama's FBI slapped down hard by the courts. And I think, who knows what kind of stunts he'll pull up with next, will Judge Sullivan, who's completely jumped out of the Constitution. But hey, we're getting somewhere, folks. We are getting somewhere with Flynn, and Flynn going free. They are scared to death, scared of this guy, are all the right people. And so we've been following this from day one. But now A.G. Barr did have a comment on this, and I'll play this and then we'll off to the phone lines here. But let's listen to, how Trump responded and a little bit of reaction from Devin Nunes on that.
What happened to General Flynn should never happen again in our country. He was persecuted. The Obama administration spied on a campaign. This is just the first one. He's been exonerated, and I want to congratulate him. He's been through a lot.
President Trump reacting to Michael Flynn's big win this week in court. A three-judge panel ordered activist judge Emmett Sullivan to dismiss the case against Trump's former national security advisor. But more smoking gun notes from former FBI agent Peter Strzok have come out, claiming Barack Obama told James Comey that he wanted, quote, the right people to investigate Flynn. And Joe Biden was the one who suggested using the Logan Act to set Flynn up. This after Biden said he didn't have anything to do with it.
So what did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn? And was there anything improper done?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn.
There you go. And I'll pause that there. But Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, he said he didn't know anything about the Flynn stuff. But then there he is on record in the Peter Strzok notes saying that he wanted to sic the Logan Act on Flynn. Biden was in the middle of that entire setup, again, trashing the peaceful transfer of power in this country. And, of course, Biden's right there in the middle of it. Oh, he's just got everything wrong with him. Yeah. And so those new Peter Strzok notes that came out, you know, the FBI guy, that directly implicates Biden and Obama himself in this setup of Flynn. And it's the Obamagate. And again, the worse this gets for them, the more chaos we get. And the mainstream media does not tell you anything about this, what you just heard. Okay. And I've got more to follow on this, but let's go to the phone lines a second here. And let's talk to Rob. Hello, Rob. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Matt. Great show as always.
Thanks for being here, sir.
You bet. I think this is an existential threat. This is not like any of the previous elections. We're now in the age where presidents will just issue executive orders and make things the way that they want. AOC is actually in touch with Biden, and she is an advisor to him, and it's entirely possible that he starts adopting, you know, by fiat, some of these new green measures and does things as extreme, such as put restrictions on cars, just redo the whole society.
Right. The Green New Deal was like, no, you think we are. But no airplanes, no cars, no cows. I mean, that's what AOC wants. And Biden seems to be, you know, really listening to AOC. These days, you see that as an existential threat, what the radical left has in store for us?
I think without a doubt. I've personally met Joe Biden. I was a Cub reporter in Washington, and I'll just tell you what happened. I was at the Violence Against Women Act, myself and about 400 women, and Joe Biden. And Joe Biden said that if there's some abuse in the household, that the man is abusing the woman, that the government needs to step in and seize that person's house. So I went up to Mr. Biden after that. I said, well, you know, I'm not sure I understand what, you know, where's the woman going to go? And he starts jabbing me in the chest.
Really?
I was 26 years old. He's about 6'1", 6'2", about 5'9".
How many years ago was this? When did this conversation happen?
The late 90s.
Late 90s. Yeah, so Biden was doing that then. He has a very angry reaction when he gets asked questions. He doesn't like. Remember, he was jabbing that auto worker up in Michigan? Yeah, he's a tyrant.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station.
This is Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Don't forget how great this country is, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
I can see the banner on the courthouse flying, proud red, white, and blue.
Singing about American rock and roll.
I can see her waiting on the corner smiling because she feels just like I do.
Love this country.
Now she's sitting right next to me.
Media doesn't.
Everything's how it ought to be.
Antifa doesn't.
Being young in the land of the free.
Cut through it all.
Like,
and enjoy this summer, ladies and gentlemen, with Kid Rock.
Go wide open, it's a pedal down kind of thing. A little bit of Folsom blues, a little gangster smooth. The sweet emotion raining all over me. And give me that.
Yeah, American rock and roll. I was just thinking about that how much nicer would this summer be if we didn't have this PSYOP breathing on us everywhere? But in the end, that's on us. That's on us. We have to find a way to blow through it and enjoy our lives and the people around us and our communities and everything like that. It's our job. And we're learning. We're learning. And the silent majority is just watching all this abhorrent stuff and thinking, no thank you. No thank you. I was talking about General Flynn a moment ago, and the D.C. Circuit slapped down Judge Sullivan quite dramatically, and also slapped down Obama's FBI and Obama's DOJ. Wow. And Mueller. So we're getting somewhere, and who knows what they're going to come up with. Will they do the en banc thing where Sullivan says, I want the entire Third Circuit, not just a panel, to look at this? But along with this, you know, more notes got released, the Peter Strzok notes, and Devin Nunes had something to say about that. He's talking to Maria this morning, and here's what Nunes said about this. I mean, we're getting right to Biden and Obama directly implicated in what you'd call Obamagate, the setup of Flynn.
Real quick before you go, Congressman, because I said that you would respond to this, the Strzok notes in terms of what it tells us, real quick as we wrap up here, what did you learn from those Strzok handwritten notes?
Well, look, I'd love to get Strzok under oath. Hopefully Durham and the Department of Justice will. The question is, you know, what day were those notes written on? Because this would be the first direct evidence that Obama and Biden were involved in this Russia hoax, that they were actually getting the FBI to investigate and keep open an investigation into General Flynn that was totally phony, where the FBI not only had no predicate to go and investigate General Flynn, but they had actually exonerated him. The day after, they went in to brief him, and if the notes are right, you have Biden saying, oh, we need to investigate him for the Logan Act. And you have President Obama saying something similar. So it would be the first direct evidence.
Get the right people to look at it.
First direct evidence of their involvement. And oh, is it direct? And it's not just Obama. It's Biden right in there with him. Yeah. Matthew Spaulding at RealClearPolicy.com talks about this setup of Flynn is a systematic campaign to undermine an incoming presidential administration through politicized investigations. And he says, this is not just another political scandal, but it is a true constitutional crisis. And remember, contested elections before 1800, you read about that election. John Adams lost to Thomas Jefferson. But Jefferson or Adams did not try to sabotage the incoming Jefferson administration, right? But that's what Obama – I mean, the magnitude of this is ginormous, ladies and gentlemen, and they are running from it. And I've noticed that – remember like a month ago, as early May, when President Trump ran the table on Twitter with the Obamagate hashtag? We were right here covering it live. We're like, whoa, there's been a million tweets about Obamagate. Since that moment, Twitter has clamped down. And since that moment, we've had all the chaos unleashed. Is it a direct response? Is this Obama's response to President Trump, to A.G. Barr, to John Durham, to Sidney Powell bearing down on the true nature of Obamagate and how utterly, massively significant that is, the greatest political scandal in American history in which, yeah, the Obama administration rejected Republican government as a whole. Now, this morning, Peter Navarro, who is just wonderful, a trade advisor to President Trump, went on with Maria Bartiromo. They had a great conversation. And again, Maria Bartiromo, again, she asked the question, why is Trump losing right now? And I just, oh, Maria, settle down. Get a hold of yourself. But listen to how she phrases this question, and then listen to how Navarro offers the nice, calm response to Maria's leading question here.
You have the extremists running, and President Trump is losing. Explain that.
Well, let me say two things about that. First of all, in the district of chaos, we know what a permissive mayor does, the second worst mayor in America behind the boy wonder in Minneapolis. We've seen in the time since the brutal murder of George Floyd, we've seen almost 1,000 police officers harmed during these protests. That's 10 times what we observed in the previous 6 months. And right here in the District of Chaos, the police officers here have the second highest number of casualties. This president is not going to put up with that. But in terms of these polls, I'm not a big head-to-head matchup poller. I don't believe in that. Here's what I believe in. This election is going to be about three things. It's going to be about jobs. It's going to be about China. It's going to be about law and order with reform. So the three polling questions I think that matter are the following. Which candidate, Biden or Trump, will create more jobs? Clearly, the greatest jobs president in history, Trump, check that box. Who will be tougher on China? Well, certainly the commander-in-chief here has demonstrated that he's the one who's tougher than both Joe and Hunter Biden. Check that box. And in terms of law and order, the question is, which candidate is going to keep our neighborhoods safe, our communities safe, our cities safe, and allow us to grow and prosper? And clearly, that's Donald J. Trump. So if the Republican Party stays focused on those three messages with discipline, President Donald J. Trump will see a second term. If we don't get that second term, we are going to have the mother of all economic winners of discontent. Because, Maria, we are facing significant structural headwinds because of what the Chinese Communist Party did. No, Maria, 6 months after the Chinese Communist Party put that virus in this country, I'm still waiting for somebody out there in protest land with one sign that says the Chinese Communist Party lied and Americans died. This is where we need to direct our anger at right now. And we need to be together as a nation.
And you'll notice the mainstream media doing everything it can to cover for China. Why is that? The American elite, frankly, and it pains me to say this, is more allied with China than they are with the American people. The Chinese Communist Party and the American ruling class have got some kind of strange alliance going on. China sends us the plague, and China did it. But the media wants to blame Trump for it. But they go completely soft on China. They're buddies. Where they're it's bankrolling our own media, our academic institutions. A lot of our big corporations, the multinationals. Oh, it's sad. I'll get to some Tom Cotton on China here in a minute. But when Maria Bartiromo asked that question that way, I mean, she needs to step out of the media bubble, learn to breathe a little bit, and not see the polling data as like the guardrail that traps everybody's mind in that world. And here's where you know, you take this one to heart, this little song here. Yeah. Listen to this one from up in Sweden. Don't believe what they say. Whatever you do, just don't believe what they say. Hear that? Because they don't believe you like I believe in you anyway. So whatever you do, babe, just don't believe what they say. Exactamo. Don't believe what they say. And as far as, you know, courage and toughness and everything else like that, here's another one. Let's pause that one. Here's what you got to be. Here's what you got to be, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring this one. Just take this one to heart, too. Yeah. You got to be stronger.
You got to be cool. You got to be calm. You got to stay together.
You got to stick together. How's this for a motto heading into November? And I love it when she says, love will save the day. And, you know, we get harsh when we talk politics. We do. We get harsh and we have to, you know, you got to fight and everything. But in a way, there is compassion and love in our hearts for those that are so benighted, so misguided, so clueless about the nobility of this country. They want to tear it down. And no, we can't let them do that. But we hope and we pray that they will eventually come around the other side as they grow up a little bit, mature a little bit. And as we see through this PSYOP and learn what their real power agenda is surrounding us. At any rate, letting it be. We'll be right back. One more segment after this.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Trials of sorrow through all these days of mortal sin. Through all these eternal nights of no tomorrow. Gotta stay on straight and narrow. Find a little light within. Gotta walk that road. All the way to heaven. Gotta walk that road. Gotta walk that road all night. All we need is a little light. And the closer you get, the brighter it turns on.
A little more Sturgill Simpson for our sacred song tonight. A little light. We could use a little light. We use a lot of light.
No map or chart. I don't need no stars shining above. I don't need nothing but a little light in my heart. Glowing inside me like a blanket of love. Gotta walk that road.
Yeah, there we go. We're walking that road to November 3rd. And I'll tell you what, I mean, they're just getting warmed up. Just so you know, if you thought the last week or two or three was a lot of fun to follow current events in this country, I mean, I'm just telling you, it's going to be much, much more. It's going to be much, much worse on our minds. And how's that for uplift? But guess what? I mean, it's coming. It is coming. And so I'm just saying, get ready for it. And again, if you follow this stuff and take it seriously, you are just going to be in a spiral. You are just going to be in a down spiral. But let's find a little light on this road. Let's find a little faith on this road. And yeah, a little light, but yeah, we got to fight. Claremont Institute, a think tank I've been involved with a bit over the years from where I went to college, Claremont, California. Stand Up Republicans, they send out a missive. They talk about, you know, the Black Lives Matter radical organization. They are trained Marxists. They're trained Marxists. And, you know, one of the Black Lives leaders, you want to know what he just had to say? Listen to this one.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right.
Whoa. And what is it that they want, these radical Marxists, these radical trained they want to put them in power. They want the power. This is a power game, folks, and it's not a principle thing. I still think too many conservatives give the benefit of the doubt to thinking that some of these radical leftists are actually like making a principled case for anything. And no, they're making a power case. These are postmodernists. Postmodernism is the post-truth philosophical movement in which our kids are indoctrinated these days at the university. And when you get beyond truth, it's hard to fight against people who are committed to not believing in any truth or any objectivity. They'll just lie and cheat and steal and do whatever it takes to get power. When you get down to the cardinal, fundamental element of power, this is kind of what you hear.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it, all right?
Yeah, all right. Claremont Institute says this, in this time of national insanity, what is needed is clarity and firmness. Republicans must stop saying America is racist. It's not true, and it does terrible damage to give any credibility to BLM. Republicans should tell the truth without any attempt to appease the woke. BLM is racist, not America. In America, all lives matter. Cops are no more likely to kill black suspects than they are to kill white suspects. The existence of the black underclass has virtually nothing to do with racism and a great deal to do with liberal wokeness, which, with its ethos of guilt and victimhood, does not seem to give a damn about black lives. And remember, under President Donald Trump, black unemployment got to all-time lows. President Trump has done more for the African-American community in his 3-4 years in office than Joe Biden has done in his 40 years in public life. And that, I think, is part of the reason why we're seeing what we're seeing out there. Claremont Institute says this, if our leaders on the right stand unflinchingly for the America of 1776, the America of Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr., a majority of her citizens, whatever the color of their skin or party affiliation, will stand with them. This is a note from, yeah, the Claremont Institute, Ryan P. Williams and Thomas D. Klingenstein. And I think that gets right down to the summary here. And just to throw in a few things, just remember that Nike, again, the company that's more China than America, they lost $790 million in Q4, in the fourth quarter, on year-over-year sales. That's a year-over-year sales decline of 38%, 46% in the United States. And, you know, Nike, they're the ones that hired Kaepernick to be their spokesperson, and then they just dropped 46% in the United States year-over-year. Do you think, really? That's working for them? I think the silent majority has a few thoughts, and I think they might have a few thoughts about NASCAR, too, if you want my opinion. I mean, we saw that hoax from day one. I mean, we were the first ones to talk about the Jussie Smollett hoax. Now, A.G. Barr does say developments in the Durham investigation may arrive before the end of the summer, and, an article, but he says Labor Day, expect action from A.G. Barr and Durham. Now, Labor Day, oh, man, I guess we'll just keep on waiting. By the way, A.G. Barr also says he's preparing an antitrust lawsuit against Google. So I do think there's going to be some trust-busting action start to happen against the tech tyrants, and oh, the tech tyrants, the tyranny, the Orwellian tech tyrants, the Googles, the Twitters, the Facebooks. I do wish we would have had something in place on them before now, but, you know, never too late to do some trust busting, ladies and gentlemen. Another little point here. Washington Post, they were trying to fact check and debunk President Trump because President Trump had said, quote, the most dangerous cities are run by Democrats. And so Washington Post went in and started to do a bunch of digging and doing some fact checking. And they have this list of about 15, 18 cities here. And guess what? They are all run by Democrats with, I think, the exception of San Antonio, which is that a Republican mayor there? And Las Vegas, which is an unaffiliated. So they were trying to debunk President Trump for saying that Democrat cities are the most dangerous cities in America. And then they ended up proving Trump right. I mean, that's your Washington Post there for you. And don't forget, yeah, Minneapolis, they're defunding their police department, but yet the city council members are hiring their own private security personnel because they can afford to do it because the taxpayer does it for them, right? And by the way, Seattle, the Chaz, that thing, even the Seattle mayor's on cleanup duty there. The Democrat mayor's having to go in and fix that problem, and Trump never did take the bait on that one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun. We've just covered it all, and just be tough. Hang in there. Be tough. Don't believe what they say. All right, Saddle Pals.
Goodbye, Saddle Pals.
Until we meet again, we'll see you then.
We are better together. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. The news now.
This is CBS News on the